VO Radio for the voiceover community.
Call in and ask a contributor a question.
Here on VO Radio, the live shows every Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Whether a beginner or veteran voice talent,
there's something for everyone.
VO Radio, it's here for you.
We are back, and my voice is so much better. I'm so happy, so I won't be talking New York today. We're on VO Radio Online with Let's Talk VO. On our panel today is Dawn Harvey, Anthony Reese, Deb Monroe, Diana Birdsall, and me, myself, Stacey Barrow. Ways to ask questions, you can use those numbers right there in your player window, or you can click on the Ask a Question button on the VO Radio website, or you can send us an email at ask@voradioonline.com. Also coming up, and you might have heard us talk about it, VO Radio's one-year birthday bash is coming up March 27th. We're going to have like a two-hour live shindig, and stay tuned for details about that. And it's going to be super fun, and we have an ultimate prize pack that we'll be giving away during that also, with all kinds of cool stuff in there. Big thank you to Nava for being one of our sponsors here on VO Radio. And the Audition Underground, that's what we're going to do right here, right now. This week, we have Katie Cool, or Cole, but I think she must be cool for doing this, so might be Katie Cole. Hope I'm pronouncing your name okay there, Katie. And she is doing the narration script from our VO Radio website. And just so you know out there, you can find the auditions each week on the Listeners tab under Audition Underground. So check that out. We're going to play it twice, and then we're going to talk about it. So let's go for it.
For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean. For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean.
Who wants to take a stab at that?
I'll go for it if everybody's
yep.
good.
Okay.
So, you know what? I'm sorry, what was her name again? Is it Kathleen?
Katie.
No. Katie. Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for auditioning. You know what's so beautiful about your voice? This is not going to come across as the biggest compliment, but it actually is. You have like a flight attendant's voice mm-hmm. to me right now. You sound like a flight attendant. And so where you're going to hear it the most is when you say this, also known as the Devil's Triangle. Here comes the rest. We're going to look on the left, and your seatbelts are fastened right there. Now, every once in a while, you throw in a little bit of that mystery, which is good. But what do we think this is? Do we think this is a tutorial for like an e-learning craft? Do we think this is a documentary? Do we think this might be an in-show? For those of you who don't know what in-show narration is, it'd be the voice of the TV series who's carrying the weight of that show. And then we're looking at, okay, is there visuals with this now? And what would those visuals be? Now, you're trying to give me the murder mystery. I hear it the way you say urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. I hear it a little bit in the last paragraph as well. But the rest of it feels like not friendly. You've got the right idea. Like, you're in the right placement for it. There's just a lot of personality and friendliness inside your voice. Mm-hmm. So the beauty is that's the compliment to you. It's you can't hide who you really are. It's there. And that's the compliment. And for other things, it'd be wonderful. For something like this, because the Bermuda Triangle has a stigma, there's and it says mysterious, curious. You've got the curious. I like the bit of the curious in there, but I would want a little more depth in the voice, and I would want you to play with your microphone a little bit. So for many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, And remember, you don't have to be in a rush. It's not corporate narration. I have a feeling you read maybe more corporate narration or approaching this a little bit like that. So it's rushed. There's a lot of visuals that they're going to put when I say writers. There's more visuals they're going to say when I say treasure hunters, likely, if this is documentary, which I feel is more like a documentary. So, and know that the depth of voice really matters when you have to sound like the voice of power, the voice of God. And that's not just an announcer at an award show. The voice of God is something that brings you in and draws you. You can't help it. It captivates. And so I would just want a little bit more of that depth in your voice that I can hear, and I would direct that. But so a really nice, good effort on that one.
Good points. Thank you. Good points. Dawn.
Yeah, a lot of what Deb said is sort of things that I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. Like you need to consider, what is the vehicle? Where are you? And that's going to help you to understand how to do this read. Now, we didn't give you any of that information, so you're just flying by the seat of your pants. But, you know, if we look at the header, it says mysterious/curious. That doesn't mean we push the word mysterious. It means that's where we've got to be. There has to be this natural curiosity and mystery coming up out of you. And, yes, mic position, I think, is key here. You want to be so internally excited about this mystery and suspense that emotion is going to come out in your read. And so if you immerse yourself in those feelings and get your mic position right, and then just think about, yes, you're the voice underneath pictures probably. So the pictures take a lot of the work for you. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing you have to balance. But you need to have that curiosity and that mystery in you as you read it. So I'll give a read sort of like Deb did. It's like, for many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Like, it's exciting stuff, right? So just, and that's just off the blip, not how I do it necessarily. But if you understand, just get the emotional intensity of what you're trying to say and let that direct your read.
Really?
That awe, that curiosity, that wonder has to be in the whole read. And although it's not going to come out flat, you're going to go different places on different things. But that's what for me was really missing, that sense of awe and wonder and being in the moment right with the copy.
Really good. Let's hear it again one more time before we move to Diana. Hang on here one more time.
For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean.
What do you think, Diana?
Of course, I echo everything that Deb and Dawn have already said, and I'm just going to just tack on something else to it to also keep in mind. So from the first two paragraphs to the last paragraph, mm-hmm. The first two, you were in one personality, and then right. All of a sudden when you went to more current and in-depth, all of a sudden it's another personality. So you have to make sure that you are in you're consistent. So you may have done the last portion at another time and you edited it together, but when you listen back to it, you want to make sure it's all concurrent. It all flows together and sounds like the same person and not a completely different mind switch of thoughts or points of view. So I know we only have 4 minutes left to go, so I'm going to keep my thoughts short. So there you go. Great job, though.
Yeah.
I thought you definitely showed great potential and personality, and well done.
I definitely agree with that totally, and that was, you read my mind. Deb made points that were taken right out of my playbook. Dawn pointed out stuff. That was exactly what I was going to say was stay in the pocket. I teach talent, and you'll learn this from good coaches, that you want to start – and finish similar, unless it requires you to start and finish differently. The read should have bookcases. In other words, should have bookcase front and bookcase end, like a shelf bookcase set. You want to start at the same levels and everything, whatever textures or whatever your mood is, unless it requires you to end differently, you want to end the same way. So I call it staying in the pocket. You want to make sure that when you're editing, That was a pretty dead giveaway. I more than likely would bet, if I was a betting man, that you edited that down and you pieced together a couple different takes that you thought were good cuts. And that's why you hear that abrupt change from one feel to the next. It was an edit point that I have, my ears have been trained to find. So I think it was a good read, but I agree with Deb overall that you didn't, from a standpoint of, you didn't really necessarily come into the curious, mysterious Bermuda Triangle, as you know, is one of those places where they don't know what's going on out there. So that's what mysterious and curious should be. Curious, but mysterious. You should be, and like Deb said also, you should be allowed to take advantage of the time. You know, you have, unlike a broadcast limited time and a narrative even, where they may have a spreadsheet and say, you have, this has to be 9, this has to be 18, this, you're doing a post-scratch replacement or something. In an original narrative environment, you don't have any time restraints for the most part, and you can play with your dialogue. You can move your tempos. You can drag them. You can slow them down. You can have little natural pauses here and there for drama purposes and all kinds of stuff we could go into with any of us that would work with you as a coach. So really good. Stacey, how about your final thoughts on that?
Okay. Katie, I love your voice. I also love this particular script. I'm familiar with this one because we played with this one when we worked on the genre of, you know, crime mystery. When I hear you, I just don't know if you're connected to the ideas and thoughts that you're sharing with us. Many of your sentences have similar cadences, so they might start and end with a similar feel. And I definitely suggest, like what they said about capturing that awe and that wondrous nature of the nature of your read, because it really is amazing what you're talking about, the Bermuda Triangle. Oh my God, you know. So, but you again, it's icing on the cake because you have a beautiful voice, and capture the wonder of what you're doing.
Fantastic. Hey, I'm telling you what, you got some seriously great input there from everybody. So any final thoughts? We're going to run the table real quick before we wrap up for the day. Any final final thoughts from anybody you want to share?
I actually just want to add, just so everybody can hear, having an understanding of, you know, we have to be careful, I think, to say, when we're giving direction, it's easy to say, I want you to do this and I want you to do this. So for those of you absorbing it, what I'd love for you to hear is that a writer is not the same as a treasure hunter, and that's not the same as a meteorologist. The Devil's Triangle is not the same thing as saying the western section of the North Atlantic. Right. So each word is going to actually describe for you what it wants you to feel.
Right.
And what happens when we're trying to feel, when we're trying to show those feelings, they sound like they're being shown instead of felt organically. And I heard you trying to sound mysterious. I did. I heard that. Mm-hmm. But I also heard that you, as they were saying, if you involve yourself as to how you should feel about a writer versus a treasure, because it's not scary yet, right? It's not scary for many years. Writers, treasure hunters, give them feelings to explore. So also known as the Devil's Triangle. I'm giving that murder mystery of how we want you to feel about that particular person, place, thing, action, or whatever that is. So remember, there's a lot of variations of comparison from one thing to a next as you journey in a story. So it's just being, you know, fascinated by that. Either way, it's great to have the opportunity to dissect you guys. Thank you for putting yourselves forward to be heard by the world. It's
right.
It's great camaraderie, and can't wait for Wednesday, and we'll see you guys very soon.
Sounds great. Hey, buddy, thanks for listening to this Audition Underground. Don't forget to submit yours, and we're going to wrap up this segment of Let's Talk VO.